Hello, I'm Lyle Perry talking to you today from Stockholm in Sweden. And today we have the honor to be talking with Dr. Bisong Guo, who is calling us from China. Welcome, Bisong. I know we have a very exciting topic today, but I'll hand to you to introduce it.
Hello, Lyle. I'm so glad that you have been asking me to talk about the Wu Wei. Can you let me know why you're interested in that topic? Because that topic, it's a very small amount of the people knowing this word, Wu
Yes,
Wei, because
yeah.
it's come from Dao De Jing.
Absolutely. It's something I heard about really first in the early 90s when I happened to come across a book on Taoism. It just struck me that Wu Wei is it's my interpretation of what real magic is. I know that the simplest explanation of Wu Wei is effortless doing. I have had periods in my life where I really fall into that. Not something I plan, it just happens. And when I'm in that flow, things seem to happen in a magical way. And I say magical because it's not really magic, and as I know now, but it seems to be. Things just sort of happen at the right time and at the right place. So that's my fascination has been how to really stay in that flow, because I don't. I have periods when it's just wonderful, and then I seem to come back into normal life, as it was, a lot of stress and working hard and like really pushing things to happen. So that's my fascination, Bisong, that to me it appears to be real magic. But I know when we get to understand the depths of Wu Wei, it's a lot more than that. Oh, and
Oh, thank you.
one more thing I would like to just ask while I'm here talking too is, to me, Wu Wei is a lot to do with flow, as we know, a flow of the universe, our own internal flow. And my big question to you today is going to be, how do we live in a society which really does not go with the flow of the universe? How do we live in that environment successfully?
Well, that's very, very good questions. Wu Wei is they are just the way talk and the pronounce is much linked with direct Chinese pronunciation. The meaning is lots of people read Dao De Jing or connected to it. Understand is like a non-doing. So when the people hear the non-doing, they just feel quite surprised. So if we as a human being, how could we not doing just sleep there and then be lazy and then not doing and then to get things done is like no, some people feel that that's the nonsense. But I want to discuss that, share with people. Wu Wei is like the very much the essence of the Taoist theory or Taoist practice. It is the great wisdom and also the way towards to understand the universe, understand how things deeply is. It is the way to the essence of their real life. So for people who understand Taoist, they knew it is the way to uplift our life, to get the root, the Taoist. So I want to say that because majority doing lots of meditation and then try to cultivate our life. It's a follow that kind of a theory and the practice. It is a very powerful practice for our human body, our life, our mind, and even increasing above the consciousness for the massive people, including the country and the whole world. So that is to be leading to how could the world can be really stop the war, and then to be able, human being and the life species to be able to connect in the harmonious living together. So it's not the empty words for harmonious living together. It's much more linked to Wu Wei. Wu Wei superficially said non-doing actually is not means doing not doing. It's let us the mind stop jumping. Like, because our mind is like we call the monkey mind. So our mind, you know, really jumping. Today I'm eating this, tomorrow I will going to have a holiday, you know, to so who is talking to me. And then in my past, you know, I heard by my father, by my mother. So our mind full of junk. Wu Wei is the way to let our chaotic mind calm down and then stop. And then to be able to touch the true nature of the Tao. So that's why Wu Wei also is to teach us not burning off our energy for our life, not to burn out our energy. Because when we're thinking, each thought is cause the energy burning. So when we're thinking something else, so we have electricity, we burn. So if we were thinking positive, so we have the energy. So we have a negative thoughts, so they burn out our energy. Like, for example, you hear the one you loved had a car accident, maybe dies. So you immediately feel, you know, nervous and then burn out and then sad or shock. So that is the why. If our energy not burn out, so and then our energy will higher enough to be able emerging with universe. So therefore, then we could be really beyond our the daily life and the three dimension. So to talking the Wu Wei, it is to touch the very enormous of the huge system. It's also talking about cycles, you know, as like a personal life cycle, our the human civilization cycle, and also sun and moon cycle. So that's why it's including enormous, complicated, and then detail. So that's why so many people try to learn. It's like, what's the sun like? What's the moon like? And how is the universal truth? So I want to say that is this Wu Wei is tell us how to approaching to the universal truth, because our human being, when we were come out to the earth, we are very much, you know, the open eyes, very kind of curious about everything when we were newly born, huh? So that's why we need to understand, if we were talking Wu Wei, it's like a non-doing, but it's not just two words, it's the whole chapter. We need to understand what the meaning of this said. So I put that Tao Te Ching original chapter to let us review it. Oh, so this chapter said, who is pursuit of learning? Every day something is acquired. Once pursuit of the Tao, every day something is dropped. Let's and the less is done. When you dropped, you are not doing much. Until non-active thinking, like no ego thinking, is achieved. When nothing is done, nothing is left undone. This word is root by letting things taking their own course. It cannot be root by interfering. So that's really tell us if you are doing less, need to be done, it is done. So many people a little bit confuse that, said, yeah, if it's a human, if you're not doing, you know, our education will take us. If we're not doing, how can we achieve our life? You got to make money. You got to build a house. If you don't build a house, how could the house appear? Right? So the job is you need hard work. If you're lazy, you don't do the work, you won't pursue to get the your better life. So that's why we normally kind of living in the five sensational world. It's like our eyes see, our ear to hear, nose smell, and the mouth taste, and the body to touch. So that's why we think this world is the all of that, nothing beyond that. So that's why lots of people and has been controlled by the five sensations, never understand part from the that, you know, five sensation world. Actually, there's much more. So I want to mention that in the Buddhist Buddhist wisdom classical book is talking about when we will see the world is the dreaming world. It's not true. We think it's very solid. You know, the book is there and the metal is there, the house is there. But actually, the inside, their structure, they are constantly move. Eventually, they are oxidized and then they will disappear. So they're never solid according to the big cycles. You know, the long cycles of the world. So even scientists also start to realize the world which rely on our five sensational is very limited. For example, so the material and the energy, the way of their existing of the sensational is only 4 or 5% within the universe existing. So that's why there's much more life, you know, time and space have something we cannot see by our eyes. For example, 96% is existing as the energy. It's like a dark material or dark energy. So that's why when we were standing there, we are actually, you know, have a massive dark energy or dark material passing through our body. It's just because they don't really hit, or we cannot feel, that's not a very strong kind of interaction without kind of electric magnetic vibration towards our body. So therefore, we don't really sense it. So we only sense, even the scientists know, we only see you, huh? All the other human being, anything can be seen, is because the electric magnetic energy interaction. So, and then we can formulate in the world. So, for example, for five sensational iron receptors is much more formulate our taste. That's protein, and the receptors only is above the type of it. So it's not much. So like we're smiling sensation is olfactory receptor. It's only 400 protein. Only 400 protein. Wow. So for our listening, is relying on sound wave. Those sound wave, it is the density in the universe average is 4 square meters per hydrogen atoms. So it is kind of acting attached to our ear. There are some small part of the structure.
Oh.
So that's why we can catch the hearing. So for the eyes, our internal vision cells is only sense the electric magnetic electric sense that is 390 to 790 nami. So for the touch sensation, it's only 100. So that's the iron channel and the GPCR. So that's why our human being, why I mentioned that? I mentioned that scientific research. So that's why even scientists know we can catch very, very limited small amount of electricity and electromagnetic wave. For example, like bees, like bees to make honey, right? The bee make honey. The bee can see the ultraviolet rays, but we cannot see it.
Right.
Yeah. Our human being cannot see it. So the golden fish, you know, golden fish in the golden tank, you know, that move, they can see the infrared or five infrared rays. So you can see some of the life, they can see something much than us.
Yeah.
Wow. Like a dog have a much, much better smell sensation than us. So that's why scientists understand. So now what we were, you know, visionary to see is much more we projected. We received very, very little electric magnetic field. So that's why we need to understand we probably lie. Cheated, I'll put it the funny way, cheated by our naked eyes.
Yeah.
So we think what we see is the truth, yeah. But actually not really. So that's why our human being, it's only depends on our naked eyes. So that's why our thinking, our understanding, and our logic, and then we learn as it become a narrow and a narrow. So that's why the brain played a very, very funny way. It is because that's become our habit. We rely on the eyes, naked eyes. So that's why our brain also believe that is the truth.
Yes.
So that's why, well, we only believe what we said, what we felt. That caused we deteriorate and lots of energy through our brain. For example, we trust the, you know, logic thinking, and then we try to make sense as like a straight line, as the time and the past and the future.
Yeah.
But since we believe that, so when we were recalled the past, especially some of the past experience make our painful, and then we burn out and we're consuming our energy, and then we deteriorate. So if we were try to make the plan in the future, for example, like people are going to meet someone so-called very famous, so they're very nervous, they said, well, maybe they give us. But, you know, in fact, that famous people, for example, famous people, kind of very relaxed person, and they're joking all the time. Never take things very care because they're so relaxed. So can you imagine that just before like 1 week, you want to see that person, you plan to see that person, you are already burst. About that something wrong, you're going to see that person. So that's why our brain is very funny. So you can see how much we relied our mind to try to make a plan, to try to remember, is kind of hard to say that in English. We waste lots of our energy into something like not existing. So that's why Wu Wei is very important to mention like this way, huh? In the ancient time, you know, people with very simple life, because now our life is very, very complicated. It's like you have to learn very in the, you know, the primary school is already learn something else. So and then you have to read so much books. So the desire is rise up. That's why you carry the soma, which is not necessary. But in the ancient time, people much living in the simple life. That's what the Taoist mentioned, that in the ancient time, people living in the simple but very focused is much more connecting with natural world. So the connecting on the land or with the other animals, with the trees. It's not like nowadays our young people, you ask where's the money come from? They said it come from the wall on the box. You know, the machine to pick up the money. So they were thinking like that, or even they don't really know the food how to growing up. When we were mentioned, even scientists know there's a large area we don't really know. Why Dr. Jing said, when you were trying to learning, that's talking about our human life cycles, is when we were born, we almost like the computer. When you had that new computer, there's a lot of space, it's empty. You haven't put information in, you haven't received the mail, you haven't put the data in, so you are empty. So that's why we are learning. So why human life is short? That's the function, because when you were born, you can delete lots of your past life memory, or kind of to be able to create a space for your learn in this life. So that's why our brain, it is a very good tool. Even when I said our brain cheat us a lot, because our five sensations are very limited. But the brain, but is also a very good, useful tool, and they can put your knowledge, your experience into the storage, because we have a big database in the computer. Also, we have a calculator. You can monitor how things is going. In our body, we have a brain like a computer, but also we have the true spirit, so our soul in our brain as well. They sit there. So that's why our brain is the storage, is to deal with the many information, the message. At the same time, we can restore the information. So when they are the brain very busy working, so that's why our soul is back up, stay there doing nothing, just like the tool start working, dealing the message. If you want your soul really in charge, your soul really in charge, so you need to invited your soul to come out, monitoring your life. What need to be is to close the calculating and then the storage, because you only close the storage and the information receivers. So because they're burning up the electricity with computer. So that, you know, when you were thinking, when you were busy doing, they definitely burn up to your old energy and then like you know, burning up the electricity. When you stop those burning, so your true nature and the true soul will be able to come out. Because your soul, your spirit will come out in the control, because they know your soul knows the function of the universe, 95% what their function, how is their function. So they were really connecting that. Yeah.
I'm just thinking,
please,
Bisong,
you want to ask some question?
Yeah, well, I'm just a parallel in Western terms. Could one say coming from the intellect into the heart, from head to the heart, to let the soul come through? Yeah.
Exactly. That's the good Western word, intellect, because our intellect, we were being told that we need to use intellect to dealing with the life. But actually, intellect, it is our brain normal function.
Yeah.
So that's why the intellect, the need goes away, have a rest. So when we were talking about the life, the human life, to opening our true spiritual, first, when we were young, we need through the learning knowledge, learning the environment has their function, their change, and then because we need to accumulate a new situation, the knowledge and the environment, collecting the data. So that's why our soul and the spirit start to stand back and withdraw. So that's why the intellect starts really very busy. That's why the young people, why and now young people need working hard. They need to learn how to use their body and use desire, because our human being have a basic desire. You know, it's like we need to eat food. We need to have sexual partner to be able to continue our human species. So we need survival. We need to keep safe, and then we have a desire to love, and then to be loved, and then we have a desire to create, and then to fulfill ourselves. So who I am, how to fulfill in the society. So that is all the Taoist design, the Taoist the setting. So the Taoist setting to use this human desire to let the human being continue the big drama to continue flow. So the life by life, to get the life going. And also to make the earth and the human evolve. For we're going to evolve with that.
Yes.
But human, they are stuck, we are stuck into that situation just for the desire. So that's why so many people, they become rich, they become famous.
Oh.
They have so much children, so they have, but they're still not happy.
Yeah,
they feel something missing. So that's why, and then some people, it just for because that's the desire driven, so they feel like a very tired. Even of course, sometimes they find that they're doing things, they're very excited to learn. They feel like life is meaningful. But at the same time, so many people feel there are something they are not not themselves. They have been like be controlled. They use the free will. They want to get rid of the control. So, for example, an American, there's lots of the black people. They want to be free. They use the drugs and some of working hard, but they still feel, their life is not really going to what they are. But it's not just the American people, but many human beings feel like that. So that's why, so long we are in the we are hooked in the desire. So in the in more, we will be have more problems, and then we feel more limited.
Yes.
Life is like that. You're doing more, you can have more troubles. For example, we don't have the money, and we try to make money. When the money get much more. The trouble is because you have to buy a house and then buy with the buy since buy a car and the car going broken down. You have to to dealing with the bank and the bank have a trouble. You try to manage your old things. So your energy is truly burn out and then life constantly, you know, like you try to resolve the problems of what you have got it. For example, lots of men get rich. So they got lots of women, they're tangled in the emotion trouble. and then they don't really know what is true love, true feeling, and also burn up the kidney and the energy. So the earth is like that. It's the too much material desire. And then we want to the oil, digging the gas, and then the earth have the temperature rising up, so we earth is burning up, and then we all have some weather extremity,
yes,
and then global warming and the global cold, but so that's why people start asking what is happening. So we need asking ourselves. So when the environment has been polluted, the food polluted, and the weather is a trouble, the problem is human themselves, because we are already too greedy and lost the sense about the how to slow down. It's just like a computer. For example, like a computer, so the computer is like a bug.
Oh yeah. Okay.
when the computer got bug, so that's why the computer stuck. So our human being, there's too much desire. It is our human computer's bug.
Yeah.
So that's why there's somebody for their whole life. Their true spirit never will be able to come out. It's because there's no order. There's terrible mess, and then computer jumped, so stopped. So that's why they died.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people can connect with that song.
Yeah,
me included, very much.
So that's why you mentioned the Wu Wei. The Wu Wei is let us know if we are computer, we should understand what our bug is. So we need to clear up our mental bug, our body bug, our soul back. So that's why I understand if we can clear the back and then stop all of the running to be able to calm down, not thinking too much, to relax, and that is Wu Wei. So Wu Wei use our ordinary people's language to relax body, relax mind,
yeah,
nourish our soul. So, but our human beings, so we are very tired. We're already, like computer already very hot. We're running very tight. So we say, drink the coffee, drink the wine, and then continue work. Of course, they burn out. So when we understand Wu Wei is bring our back to stop busy running.
Yeah.
That's called not doing. Means you already experience, you already create life, but don't madly continue to do it and then learn how to stop. That's many people that only can experience Wu Wei and learn how to stop when they get sick, when they get ill,
yeah.
when their money lost. When the family had the accident. So that's why it is a very big warning. When they get the warning, they start realize, oh my God, something goes wrong. Why am I in that life? Why am I busy? Why am I tired? why I'm suffering so much. So that's why people start. So that means way is very powerful, a way to return the stage to find your true nature, which is the deep still. That's deep still is to be able to opening up your spiritual memory, your soul memory, which lots of a soul come down to the earth. It's not only this time, or maybe in the different universe many times. But so that's why we forgot. We need to learn when we come down, and then we back to the original zero state, not thinking, not doing, and to take rest. And then our true nature and our true memory, it is start happening. So it's to that when you were not doing and everything has been done. So you understand the Taoist, the nature. So you will find it's not you try to get things done. It's you go with the flow.
Yeah. I'm just thinking too, from when we first start school, we're always taught that we must be efficient and produce and strive so hard every day. I know something I've been working on recent times is to take that thought away, that it's perfectly okay just to sit down and look out the window. But something in here in the head says, no, this is wrong. You should look out the window efficiently, be productive, make something good out of it. Very deep conditioning in us that we have to release, that it's okay.
Yes, yeah, that's intellect. Yeah, so it's Wu Wei is like a calm down, talk simple. But nowadays, people were so fascinating programmed. You must get the habit. We already programmed ourselves. So that's why when people sit, relax, not non-doing, let the mind settle down, it's become a very difficult. It says very simple, but it needs to take practice to learn. So to leave the mind empty, not use intellect. So that is kind of the stages. If we notice that when you were doing something and then you are going to doing another one, you need to find the in between the doing, that space to experience what's that. It's like you relax, you're letting go everything. So it's almost like your way. So that's the very basic stage of Wu Wei. Actually, Wu Wei have a much much more meaning on that. So myself experienced quite a lot when I were practice Qigong a lot. For example, when I were treating patients, when I were first graduate from the university, because in the book, there said, you know, that this type of the symptoms, you need to use which acupuncture point to treat it. So I just said, okay, I remember all of that. When the patient come, I just put needles like a book said. But since I was follow the book, there's not very good result. So I started to realize there's something wrong if I only follow the intellect, the knowledge. And then, but the true Tao is everything is changing. The people's energy change and the mood change, you know, the state, each person and different from the other, each person all different from the others. So that's why I learned when I was faced to the patient or even to the certain kind of project, I'm totally letting go, not try to do anything, just like a mind empty. And then suddenly there's something happening. I just know how to do it. That's why eventually I realized why some people working very hard, they haven't really achieved anything. But some other people, they're not working hard. They're just quite relaxed, but they achieve a lot. Like when I were empty my mind, I just feel, this point, this way I need to do it. And then they get a much better result. Patient feel much better. So they think, you're a very good doctor. So, and then I start to realize it's not because I learned from the college knowledge, because that's the Wu Wei, that state. So, and then Wu Wei also associates quite lots of inspiration. When you were not thinking, the deep inspiration and then sense, how sense should be, how to be. And then that requires us. When you were really get into the Wu Wei, is learn to how to trust.
Yes.
And then trust whatever happened is your license you need to take. You're not project what I want to get since it happened. It's not the ego wanted. So you relax, you find, there's something very different from what I expected, but you accept.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking based on, in my last life in New Zealand, I was a landscape designer. And if I wanted to make a new design for a garden, what I would do is just set out all the basic plan and then just take a little nap for maybe 10 minutes. And while I took that nap, suddenly, yes, I could see the whole garden, how it could be. You know, it just came from when I was asleep.
Yes, that's exactly the through the way you got the inspiration. And yes, that's wonderful. Actually, for our human being, there are lots of disease, right? It can't be healed by the in the Wu Wei, in the non-doing state. So when you're not doing, the body suddenly start readjusting yourself. Either they're burping, they're farting, or they're shaking. So and then like if you want to sleep, you sleep. So whatever happening, the body, if you put body not push them to doing anything. So that's why it's really challenging some people that as soon as discomfort, they don't trust their body is the small cosmos can manage and heal themselves. It's, you know, body can heal themselves without external medicine. But if you trust, they will happen. If you don't trust, you start to use your ego, very busy driving to the hospital, standing on the queue, and then get a lot of passenger, and you know the polluted air, and they get the more toxic. So you take the drugs, which this drug have a side effect. So in this case, if you can really fully use Wu Wei, trust your body. Body can heal many, many things.
Yeah.
Many, many discomfort.
Yeah.
So that's why our human being, actually, we have a fantastic way to make our life much more better quality. But if we were just busy, so we lost that. Now, since you mentioned that, I feel like it's a very good topic, because actually there's more towards the Wu Wei, because if you're going to deep Wu Wei, why everything just follow their own course and has been into the places. So that's why I would know, if we know that, we can much more beyond the three dimension. So we understand why human being in the earth, how is the earth function, how is the universe function. So on that moment, if you can be entered way more and more deep still, so you can sense much more. And there's many record and then to talk about beyond our material life, there's many other dimensions. So if people interested in that topic, we can talk in the next time. So
yes.
how we can lead to opening up our space and the time.
Oh, that would be very interesting. Just while we're thinking about bodies and health, Bisong, I just want to say one thing too, that Four Times for Health, which you've created and is a wonderful tool for us, really is a good path to Wu Wei as well, in that it helps us to find the natural rhythm in our daily life, within our bodies. So I'm just thinking, for anyone thinking about getting interested in Wu Wei, maybe just even doing Four Times for Health could be a really good starting point too.
Yeah, Four Times for Health is not my creation. It's a follow the internal Yellow Emperor internal medicine book. It's very ancient wisdom. We just to make us simple for people to practice. It is really come in tune to the to nature rhythm, to be able readjusting our body to be tap in to the health reason for the weather, for the change. So our body has much more healthy to keep our body natural balance.
Yes. And I've been practicing Four Times for Health since 2019. And I'm just referring back to Wu Wei. I just know that since I'm doing that practice, more often that I really come into that natural flow within myself too. That's really why I was mentioning it. It's been a big help for me to find my own natural flow, you know.
yeah. Thank you for your get that feedback. Quite lots of people said when they continue practice, the other people get cold and they don't. they just set up the good habit, like we used to take the 14 suggestions, so get a good rhythm for the life. So that's rhythms or that's habit is much more healthy for us to connecting to the nature, so we are naturally protected without to get the sick, because our aura, our energy is much more balanced.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. I hope that that helped. But of course, Wu Wei is a huge topic. There's much, much more deeper than what we have been discussed. If people are interested, we can discuss a little bit more next time.
I'm absolutely sure that people will be very interested, Bisong, and want to thank you very much for today. It's very enlightening. And I would just like to say to our listeners too, if you would like to know more about what we do with classical Chinese medicine or the Shen Foundation, there are links below on the site. And also, if you'd like to know more about our beautiful center in Switzerland, there are details there how to reach that. Thank you again, Bisong, and we'll look forward to talking again shortly.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye for now.